Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Your host here, Chuck Anderson, and this is the show where we help big impact experts. And that's you if you are a coach or a consultant or a B2B service provider or anyone who is engaged in transformational work. And your goal is not only to make money and earn a living with that, but you want to make the biggest positive impact in the lives of others as you possibly can. Now, along the way, you're going to need help with marketing and lead flow and sales. And there's so many different challenges that can come up with when it comes to marketing yourself and making a big impact. And today I'm joined by a peer in the industry, very rare opportunity, where, as you know, we talk about partnerships and JVs and affiliates as being and collaborations as being a way to exponentially grow your impact. And so we're going to dive deep into that topic. So today I have David Heller with me here today. He's worked with some of the biggest names in transformation and is a fellow peer in affiliate management, partner management, joint ventures, and the structure of all the campaigns that go along with that. So David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. I'm really happy to be here. That was a great introduction. Yeah, I've worked with some of the big names in personal development, coaching, building their seven-figure a year affiliate programs and managing high six and seven-figure product launches and building out that whole affiliate and joint venture strategy. So this is an area that I really enjoy talking about, and some of the conversations that you and I have had in the past, I'm really excited to drop some nuggets and really share some really valuable insights with you and your audience.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like I said, it's a rare opportunity to talk to a peer in this industry where, you know, and I've been in rooms of other affiliate managers before. And, you know, we joke about, you know, things like the 80-20 rule, for example. Uh-huh. So the 80-20 rule, Pareto's law applies to a lot of things. But in the affiliate world, sometimes it's the 99-1 rule, you know, 99% of our results are going to come from 1% of our affiliates or our partners or our JVs. And, you know, I don't think it needs to be, I don't laugh at that anymore because we've learned to flip that and be better at it, but it's not a numbers game, in the way we do it. But, tell everybody just, you know, kind of like, you know, a little bit about, you know, your background with doing, you know, JVs and partnerships and affiliates and, you know, kind of your philosophy on that. And we'll kind of go from there and kind of dive deep into some of the things that can help them.
Yeah, for business. Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Chuck. I think when I think about my experience working with affiliates, joint venture partners, influencers, podcast partners, there's all these different categories that a coach or entrepreneur thought leader can partner with. It's not solely a joint venture partner. It's not solely an affiliate. And I think in the coaching space, people need to kind of broaden their scope of who they think they can partner with. Because I think the old way of just doing, I'm going to find this person who's ancillary to my niche and has a product that can work with my audience, and we're just going to mail for mail, I think we've seen kind of like a decrease in the results from that, where people are becoming more strategic. So what I've seen over the years in working with clients and working with different partners is doing a few things. One, looking at your top partners, your top, you know, 1% or your top 20%, and looking at how can we do more than just a mailing? How could we integrate into each other's systems, processes, organizations, and then that kind of flow? But then also is, where do you find other sources of leads and traffic? Is it through affiliate networks? Is it through podcasts? Is it through influencers? And how does something like a podcast or an influencer program really translate to coaches? Because I don't think it's something that a lot of coaches, they may think about it, but actually developing that program is a little bit different than some other brands that you may see out there. So my experience really lies in the recruitment of affiliates and partners and podcast partners and influencers, but also developing the strategies and building out those partnerships, how to get more out of them and how to create those win-win scenarios for both my clients who I work with, but also those partners so we can continue to partner with them and keep that deal flow running, whether it's quarter after quarter, year after year, however it goes.
You know, I think one thing that we share is that we both love working with people in the transformation industry, and it includes a lot of thought leaders and coaches and experts. And so we were talking earlier before we turned the recording on about how joint ventures, or what are called joint ventures in this industry, a joint venture from where I come from meant something different, but in the transformation industry, it tends to be, you know, kind of a like a reciprocal promotion. I promote you, you promote me, and it's kind of become the default. And we hear it a lot. It's like, you got to do JVs, you got to do JVs. And so regardless of the stage of business a coach or a transformational leader might be in, this does seem to be the default, and where a lot of people, when they think affiliates or affiliate program, what they automatically think of is reciprocal promotions. And that was, reciprocal promotions were kind of the smallest part of the kind of affiliate deals that we did. And now it seems to be kind of the default. What are your thoughts on that? What are you noticing in the industry?
I mean, it's interesting, because when you think of reciprocal promotions, the first thing you think of is a mailing for mailing. But I think we have to kind of change the meaning of the word reciprocal promotion to be broader in scope, meaning that a joint venture partner is where that deal is just reciprocal in nature. I do something for you, you do something for the, you do something for them. Maybe it's a mailing for mailing. Maybe it's something more. If you look at, say, like corporate partnerships, you know, it's all about lead flow and all about figuring out, you know, where can my products fit into your business, or where could your business fit into my products, and how do we do that? So if you translate that to the coaching space, if you take stock of all of the offers and all the products that you have, and then you take stock of all the people who are out there, who could be a potential partner, who could benefit from this, you're gonna find a whole new list of people who you can partner with. Because over the last 2 years in the JV space, when we look at mailing for mailing, we see a few things. The first thing is that a lot of the leads being exchanged are very similar, because these lists and a lot of these offer owners are kind of working together for a long time. And because of, you know, new deliverability rules, because of changes to certain email service provider systems and processes, and because of just the way that leads and clients and customers are just more educated on products, and maybe they're a little more discerning on what events they're going to go to, what products they're going to purchase, the mailing for mailing swaps aren't always as productive as they maybe used to be, you know, post-COVID or pre-COVID. That kind of boom period of when a lot of people were seeing a lot of success. I know with me, when I work with somebody, is I'll look at what kind of products they have and where they can fit into other businesses. An example of that is, there was one coach who I worked with, and they had an app, a mindset coaching app. And we had events to it where we would have affiliates and JV partners mail, and we'd sell the app. But then I noticed, well, there's all of these other avenues and all these other mindset events and coaching events where people could really benefit from this product. So I contacted a few summit organizers, and I told them, well, we have this app. Let's give a free trial of this app to anybody who purchases a VIP ticket to your summit. That person gets instantaneous value for their offer, for working with a product for a known coach in the space. You have this mindset product to help you out now, and we get all of these leads. We get more clients into our free trial that we can then convert into sales for our app and then upsell them into other products. That was zero mailings for either person. It was just an integration. So if you look at things like, if you're seeing diminished results from your emails, from partner emails, then you really need to take stock of where else you can put your, what other spaces can you put your product? And is it, or take stock of what you can offer. Are you a really good speaker? Can you speak at somebody's event instead of offering a mailing? Can you offer them to come to your event or their mastermind? Invite them to something really interesting that their community would benefit from. So really think deeply about what you can offer instead of just defaulting to kind of the, I hate using this term, but defaulting back to like the safeness of the reciprocal. That being said, you may be a coach where you say, I get great results from JVs. Doing these emails for email swaps are doing really well for me. I'm generating X amount of dollars in revenue from it. And just, I want to keep doing it this way. That's great. But if you're stuck in a rut and you're seeing lower results, you're seeing diminished results, you're not getting the partners on board that you used to, you really need to think deeply about what else you can be doing in this space.
I love everything you just said. It aligns very well with what I've been kind of on my soapbox about with my coaching group and say, look, guys, we have to get a little bit more creative with the types of campaigns that we're running, the structure of your campaign. Mm-hmm. So we're not just defaulting to the typical coaching JV or reciprocal promotion where you have some sort of collaborative type campaign that, you know, you still benefit from, but also it's more exciting. I think it serves both parties better. And, you know, to your earlier point, especially when you've been doing JVs for a while and you're mailing with a lot of the same partners over and over and over again, that you do start to see these diminished results because, you know, the list is already, you know, so much overlap in the list just because of the previous promotions. What are you hearing from people, either your clients or also the potential partners as you're doing the outreach for potential partners? When are they still just kind of automatically defaulting to the typical JV swap, or are you hearing resistance to it? Like what's going on there with your recruitment?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of people, so there is kind of a bit of a movement where people are holding back on recips for just anybody. They're putting more benchmarks in play. So say somebody has a launch and they'll commit to promoting their top 20 partners or their top 15 or 10 partners. They'll put a limit on how many recips they're going to do so they don't wear out their list. One thing that I like to do is when I work with a coach, I'll ask them, we'll go through a list. I'll say, okay, what are all the avenues that you can promote somebody or you can recip somebody, right? Not just a mailing, but what else can you do? Is it a mailing? Is it a segmented mailing? Is it a newsletter? Is it a podcast? Is it a social media mention? Is it coming to speak to their audience? Is it integrating their program into your funnel? What can you offer, and how much traffic does each generate? Because then what you can do is you can become more customizable with each partner. You can take your top tier partners, you know, your top 20%, and say, okay, we're going to reciprocate for you because we know that your leads are really good. You're going to generate a lot of revenue for us. No questions. Like, it's fine. Let's just, and then good, and that, and you're good to go. Then maybe the next year you put some benchmark. I like to put some benchmarks in there. Okay, we're only going to reciprocate people if you send 1,000 clicks, 2,000 clicks, 1,000 leads, whatever it is, whatever you're comfortable with matching, because these are partners that maybe they're not tried and true, but you want to work with them and they're new into their system and you want to reward them because, you know, one of the things is if you're not bringing new partners into your affiliate program, your JV program, then again, you get caught in that trap of exchanging the same leads over and over. and over again. And then for those tier C part, maybe like those lower tier partners, you can look at other ways that you can incentivize them. Maybe it's a model of, well, if you generate this amount of leads, you get a cash bonus, or you get this free training that's customizable just for your audience from our coach. And it's really valuable because there may be maybe a coach that's just starting and where a coach who is more, who's a bigger name in the space, and a reciprocal wouldn't necessarily be right for that. So you just have to think about what you can offer. And that's kind of, I think, where things are going right now. We're putting more benchmarks on who we reciprocate, and we're being a little more stringent in how many reciprocals are getting done, or how many mailings are being done per month if it's going that route. But then for those tier B and tier C, definitely more benchmarks, definitely more incentivized bonuses for performance, because people just can't spend all this time mailing and mailing and mailing and wearing out their list. Because then when you have a partner who you really do want to mail for and show up for, they're going to get diminished results from you because you're mailing for, you know, you're segmenting your list and you're giving 100 clicks here, 300 clicks there, 500 clicks there, when you really should only be exchanging things like over 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 clicks if you're working in like the bigger tier A coaching space. But again, all that is adjustable to what level you're at. If you're only able to exchange, you know, 100 leads with somebody, then you base that model off of that for yourself. Be realistic with yourself in what you can actually do and what you can offer JV partners.
Yeah, I think that's a good takeaway, especially for the coach who is aspiring to get to that, you know, level where they can do a mailing and generate 1,000 leads. I think there's quite a few, especially in our community, aspiring to get to that level. But you gotta, you know, structure your campaign for where you're at. And that's something I heard you say. And that is, okay, it's fine if that's where you're at, then structure your campaigns appropriately.
Uh-huh.
And for the type of and phase of business that you're in. So you're going to have a much easier time. You're not going to be agreeing to deals that are not really what you want to do, or avoiding those conversations with like, okay, you have 1,000 people on your list and somebody else has, 200,000, and it's, that equality and, that reciprocal nature, it's not really going to work because it's a really tough thing to do.
I'd rather spend my time trying to get, a tier A partner to send another email as opposed to working on like trying to figure out a deal with like a tier C or D partner to get, 100 clicks or 50 leads or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I like what you're saying about the tiering is, really knowing what your reach is and uh-huh. knowing really what the potential reach is of your partners, and then structuring a campaign where you incentivize the, as big of reach as possible type of partner to want to participate in that, but also be okay with that you might not be there yet with the ultra big, tier A type partners, right? And so...
Yeah, if you're one of these partners that, and you're a coach that's trying to get up there with the higher tier coaches, the bigger coaches in the space, think about what you can do to build your list and your notoriety. Because if you're thinking you're just going to build your list by if you're going to grow like your 500 person list by reciprocating with people with 500 person lists, and you're just exchanging like 10 leads per JV or 20 leads per JV, it's going to take a long time. Think about what other avenues you can go about. Can you go on podcasts, which cost you absolutely nothing to do? The only thing is maybe you have to mail to your audience, right? Like can you work with influencers, micro influencers in the space? Can you book yourself on summits where you're speaking and you're able to offer a free resource or a free lead magnet to generate leads? Can you participate in a free giveaway that so many people do? You know, these are things that maybe some of like the higher tier coaches aren't going to necessarily do because they already have a big list and they can put, you know, money behind like paid ads or other joint ventures or whatever it be. But if you are trying to get up there, really think about what you can offer somebody outside of this just mailing for mailing. Because if you continue to just be in that mindset where that's all you're going to do, it's going to take you a very long time to build that list up. Unless, you know, you're really good at convincing somebody with a 200,000 list to give you a full mailing for your 1,000-person list.
Yeah, and it can happen, and I've seen it happen. Yeah. It's not as common, I think, as you know, lower tier coaches would like, but it does happen, and it really just depends on who it is, the philosophy of the list owner, and you know, their view on doing promotions, and what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. So those kinds of deals are out there, but I think, you know, to avoid some of the frustration is in some of the takeaways, and I'll get you to kind of summarize some of the takeaways here as well. Get creative with kind of how you structure your campaigns. You just mentioned some good ones. I mean, podcast is what I think is the ultimate collaboration. I think anyone can do that. I've had, especially when my list was smaller, there was plenty of big name people, very high reach. There was definitely not equality, but sometimes all you have to do is ask. And I think we're in a very good time right now with podcasts where the default is if you get a podcast invitation is to say yes. And because I think people see the value in being podcasts and know that they should be on more podcasts. So sometimes all you have to do is ask. Don't be afraid to ask. And then you mentioned summits. Summits are a great collaboration campaign. It's an affiliate campaign, but also involves simultaneous promotion. And then and then free gift giveaways as well, right?
Yeah.
And so those are great.
Yeah, and then also, like, can you build, you know, can you get into people's autoresponders? Can you get into people's funnels and be more creative that way, especially with like AI, with a lot of AI integrations, it makes it very easy to do now than it did before, where maybe more people would be hesitant. And just to go back to the podcast summit point, one of the best ways to get, you know, the eye of, you know, a higher tier coach to want to partner with you is to show your credibility and your notoriety. If you're on, you know, X amount of podcasts and you have all this content out there and you've been on all these summits, and then somebody looks you up like, oh, like this person isn't just some run of the mill coach. Like this person is out there speaking during these events on podcasts. Like this person is a credible resource and a credible partner that I want to work with.
You know, that's a really good point. And this comes up a lot in, you know, some of the partner outreach and recruitment that we do, is that in a lot of cases, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
And so if you're not out there on enough podcasts, if you're not speaking on every possible stage you can get on or summits or whatever, and there's just so many opportunities to do that where you are visible. Uh-huh. And I remember when I did a pivot in my business back in 2015, that's the exact problem we had, is that nobody in the coaching or transformation space knew who I was, you know. And now if you go to Google and you type in Chuck Anderson affiliate or Chuck Anderson podcast, I mean, there happens to be about a million Chuck Anderson. So I don't have one of those names that are just going to come up in the top of Google. But if you add just that one word, like podcast, I come up all over the place.
Yeah.
And in fact, you know, so the point is if you do more of those, you become more visible. People go, who is this person? And they go and Google you, and then they find all your podcast episodes, and they find the summits you were on, and they find your YouTube channel. It's so much easier to get those deals.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a coach just starting and you invest in kind of that foundation, that infrastructure to look very credible when somebody searches for you, you'll probably get you'll get a lot more answers to your emails. I guarantee it.
I love it. before we run out of time, I just want to kind of ask you some of the questions. But let's start by, like, let's summarize kind of like what is your main advice for the coach listening in right now who wants to make a bigger impact? They want to get better reach. What are some of the steps or some of the things they can do now to really help themselves out?
Yeah, I think really, you know, if you're a coach and you're just starting and you're looking to expand your reach, you're looking for more partners, there's a few things that I would probably do. The first one is I would try to get on as many podcasts or speaking engagements as possible, because that's going to get you reach. The second thing that I would do is I would think about who are the top coaches in my space, in my niche, and join their affiliate program. Become an affiliate program and pay it forward. Because when you do that, your name will be out there. People will find you. You know, if you can get on a leaderboard or two to one of the bigger names, to one of the bigger launches in the coaching space, whether it's personal development, transformation, mindset, marketing, whatever it may be, JV managers, affiliate managers see those. And if you want them to reach out to you, get on those lists, and don't necessarily worry about that quote unquote reciprocal mailing or that or what it is, because you're just starting out and you're growing. And the best thing that you can do is just put yourself out there as much as you can.
Great advice. And I echo all of that. I mean, definitely that last part, put yourself out there as much as you can. I like your idea too of joining Transformational Leaders Affiliates programs. One of the very first things they might do is check their own CRM to see if you follow them, and, you know, download their lead magnets. If it's feasible, join their programs, like get into their world. I remember back in the day when I was working with Rich Dad and I was working with T. Harv Eker, that's exactly what we did. When Harv Eker launched his book, I drove up to his warehouse and I bought 100 books and I gave them away. And I just put my affiliate code on the back page of the book and just handed them out. And so the people in his warehouse started to get to know me by name. Then next thing I know, I'm in a meeting with their affiliate manager. And so, and it just kind of goes from there. We did the same thing with Kiyosaki's group here in Canada. So, you know, what can you do? And I think you said this, right? Serve first, like give and get on their radar and promote and get on leaderboards and get noticed. Just get out there and be visible.
Right. Like put yourself in places where people are going to find you. And they don't think that somebody is going to find like your LinkedIn posts or your Instagram posts that you did on coaching that got, you know, 5 or 10 likes. Like they want to know that you can drive measurable results. So if you're in those spaces and you show that, you will get contacted. I guarantee it, because that's what I do. And that's what everybody else in my world, that's one of our best resources.
Amazing advice. And speaking of being visible, I want to make sure we give people an opportunity to connect with you. What is the best way to learn more from you, to connect with you? We can put your website and your contact information in the show notes here. What's the best next step for people?
Yeah, I wish I had, you know, a lead magnet or a product to sell. That's not my business. An affiliate and partnership strategist and consultant. So that's what I do. And if you want to find me on LinkedIn, that's the best way to connect with me. And we can put my link in the show notes. Just give me a follow, send me a message, and happy to even set you up with a complimentary call. We can see how we can kind of do like a little deep dive into your current program and see where you can level up.
Amazing. Well, we've put all of David's links right beneath this video. So if you're watching this on video, just scroll down. All of it's there in the description. If you're listening to this on podcast, just open up your phone and the same show notes, whatever player you're using to listen to this episode, all of David's links are there as well. So David, thank you so much. Again, it's really cool to have a peer on who has that experience with JV management and affiliate management and all of that. I'm sure this is one of many conversations that we'll have, and it's already given me lots of ideas of other things that we can do. Any final piece of advice or words of wisdom for our audience before we sign off?
The only thing that I recommend to people is, you know, put your work out there, you know, be a good person who wants to do big things. And if you can align yourself and your mission and your values on that, a lot of other things will fall into place.
Be a good person who wants to do big things. That's excellent words to end this episode by. David, thank you. To our audience, thank you as well. Time well spent. And remember that the big impact that you want to make in the world is possible, and the world needs you and the gifts that you bring to it, especially in the transformational space. Remember, there's no obstacle too big to be overcome, and you might just be one collaboration or partnership away from the big breakthrough that helps you make that big impact possible. Think of what your next step is. Take that step today. And in the meantime, keep moving forward, and we will see you on the next one. Thank you. This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.